The cost of living across the county is hitting families, and especially the older people in Sligo. Like you said, nearly every week we're hearing from parents who are struggling to put food on the table and heat their homes, especially now with the cost of school coming up, children are going back, so that's even more. And national surveys showed that almost half of families had to cut back on essentials like heating, electricity or food in the past 6 months. So many are relying on food banks, or they're just struggling in generally to get by.
What is the solution here, Councillor O'Boyle? Can something be done, do you believe, in the upcoming budget to alleviate that stress on many families here locally and further afield?
Well, across the country, and the government are going to have to take some measures, whether it's increasing the social welfare and pensions, expanding fuel allowance, introduce a cost of disability or a cost of living disability and a cost of age payment to recognise the extra cost that older people are facing now. We need to invest in modular and social housing. We need to fast track vacant homes and derelict units, turn them back into social or affordable housing for people. We need to be able to protect renters and have a temporary ban on no-fault evictions with stronger rent relief. And we also have to be able to support carers and families with increased child benefit or carers allowance. These are just a couple of things that could be done. And it's coming up to the budget time, so it's something that needs to be especially put in place when you see all the people who are struggling across the country, especially this county in Sligo.
And did you ever think you'd see that in the year 2025 that so many people across the Northwest and across the country are struggling to such an extent?
I think that's the thing where it's hard to fathom. And you have to realise in Sligo too, with the cost of rents, and people, like, the rents are at a record high. And if you look at people who are on social welfare payments, they can't really keep up with the payments, especially where it's social housing. And then if you're on HAP or that, you have to put extra money in to top up your rent, and people just can't afford it. And then when it's the covering the groceries or your cost of food or whatever it is, and there's a gap now between social welfare rates and the actual cost of living, it's widening every week.